Johnson touted the bill last week in a forum hosted by Libertarian Washington think tank, the Cato Institute. At the forum, Johnson said the bill would make sure American businesses have the workers they need to compete in a global economy.
This is truly a win-win situation for the people coming in here and these guest workers and for businesses. And again, they'll be paying into our systems. They'll be paying taxes, but they will not qualify for benefits unless, of course, they obtain legal status.
But the nation's largest nonprofit advocacy group to cut back immigration says Johnson's bill would harm American workers. The group's spokesman says the bill sets no wage provisions and is amnesty in disguise. Johnson said states would decide wage rates for workers in each industry. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.